And what would run around the wooden part?
The wooden part?
Yeah.
At the bottom, you mean to the top?
Yeah.
Well, that's a piece of wood made just in the shape of that iron rim.
Yeah.
Rim. You fit that up against that piece of, how you call it? That iron, that's how you call that thing.
The tire? The feller?
You call that a strap. A strap. What you put over your wooden rim.
Yeah.
When you put that over your wooden rim, then you fit your spoke first. And then you put that over. Now you got something made with a piece of wood about that long. And you got an iron on it. It got something like a hog bale right here. You clamp that that rim. You got to have it in the fire too. And then pull it, and you got your hammer. You're knocking that thing back on that wheel. But you get that off that wheel. Good. You got to pick it up and dip it in water. Raise it and dip it. Raise it and dip it till it cool off. Then you can go. But boy, that's something to put up on them things.
That'll make the tire do what? Make the tire.
That make the tire sweat. I mean, swell. You see, that's a wooden tire.
Oh, and in
thing stick. Whenever it's soil, it stays there. It got to be mighty dry for that thing to get loose.
Yeah. And the wood did what?
It soils up. You see, that wood soils up when you dip it in that water.
I see. In the metal.
Yeah. Oh, the metal. Oh,
it starts getting cool, and it does what?
His soil holding too.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that thing almost burned its way through.
Yeah.
And when he get right on the spot, that's why they did it. It's the same thing to do with the plow punch, you know. Beat the plow punch. When you get it good and beat up good with a hammer, and you shove it in that tub of water, take it out, shove it. From there, you take a file and file it. Take and cut your same as a razor. But damn time, you might think it's a joke. Them old people work, but they work good. They work slow, all right. But it's a showing up work when they put up a piece of wood. That's no joke. I seen a man put up a fence. And every time that man put a post down, he put a level on that post. I look at him, I said, what you doing that for, Mr. Philbin? He looked at me, he said, before you get through, you'll find out. And when you got all them posts on the level, you're good to go. But some people put up fences all this way. I work with him. That's right. When they work good. I was thinking about Mr. Gershon Bond back then. The way them people cut that timber and fit that timber, you know, all kind of way. No nail. Think been that better 150 years. You know that's some way.
You ever see them old log houses? How do they fit them log houses together?
Well, they notch them, you see?
Yeah.
Tell them, they got one at Mr. now. He put up one there a long time ago. I believe Miss, how do you call that woman again? Miss Mary No. But anyhow, Mr. sister-in-law. I mean, you know, they put up a log, they call it a log house. And you're talking about well fixing that. Now, they got a notch this one. Every one of them logs is notched. You know, I'll take some time. I don't have to notch it with an axe or with a saw or what, but all of them notched. And they got them well fixed too. No rainfall in there. See? Well, that's a thrown up house. You see, some of them got big, big log house, big ones. I seen a, what was it? A rock house made out of rock. Take them rock, you know, and, oh, but the devil. Man, it'd be a whole year for a man to get through one of them things. That's correct.
Now, did a buggy had them things that you would put a horse between, maybe a one?
Had the shaft.
Yeah.
You see, it got a single tree. A buggy got a single tree. They got a single tree, let me see.
Yeah, and then what, you got a single tree, and if you got two mules, you got a what?
That's a buggy for a double team.
Yeah.
Now here the single tree, a double tree run from there to there.
Uh-huh.
Put a horse here.